This is 0 Degrees, the coolest news on the net.
Greetings from the American University campus in Washington, D.C.
What do we have for you today? The state of California is on fire, and it is hot, hot, hot in northern Iraq. I'm Kimberly Ryan.
Baseball fans get passionate over the World Series, and hip-hop fans pull up their pants for Dallas. I'm Catherine Stump, and this is 0 Degrees.
Firefighters working to contain the wildfires in California may receive some help from the weather on Wednesday. The Santa Ana winds, which have fueled the flames, should weaken, allowing firefighters to attack from the air. Matt Westerbeck, a volunteer firefighter in Maryland, explained how a break in the weather can really help firefighters work.
It's almost like if you're in a blizzard and you want to shovel your driveway, you hear that there's a break coming up, you can hopefully get some leeway and make heed into the driveway and get it cleared. Same idea.
Departments across the country have praised the quick reaction and deployment of crews and equipment to the affected areas. The Bush administration promises that FEMA will handle this emergency in an organized fashion, learning from the mistakes made after Katrina. Victims who have lost their homes in the fire will receive services to help them with repairs, moving costs, storage, and other needs.
Turkish gunships and warplanes attacked Kurdish positions in Iraq on Wednesday. The invasion came despite the Iraqi government's promises to help Turkey's fight against the radical Kurdish organization PKK. Director of the Turkey Project for the Center of Strategic and International Studies in Washington, Bulent Alireza, had this to say about the Iraqi president.
The Arabs have a great word term, kelam fadi. You cannot really translate it into English, but it means empty words. And you know, Mr. Talabani, having been raised in the Arab nationalism, which of Nasser, of kelam fadi, is a great exponent of that.
Turkish leaders said that unless the U.S. and Iraqi governments take direct action to stop the Kurds, Turkey's forces on the Iraq border will invade further. A spokesman for the Iraqi government, Ali al-Daba, was at American University in Washington this week speaking about relations with Turkey. He wants his country to work with the Turks to find a non-military solution with the Kurdish Workers' Party, the PKK.
I think that jointly we should take something and open a window for the PKK and the Kurds to come forward to join, not to kill them.
The PKK rest, train, and resupply in northern Iraq in between attacks on southeastern Turkey, where they want to create an independent region for Kurds.
Who you choose to spend your Saturday nights with may affect your job. Here's Alessandra Torres with the latest.
The White House is threatening to veto the Employment Non-Discrimination Act. This act is a proposed U.S. federal law that would prohibit the discrimination against employees on the basis of sexual orientation. Bush advisors want him to veto the measure because of the potential risk to religious liberties. Their major concern is the potential impact on some religious schools. Erwin Gomez is a celebrity makeup artist who was one of the first to have a same-sex marriage. He says that Bush's all-American cowboy tactics cause more harm than good.
I feel that Bush has no right to discriminate anybody. I am all about equality. I've always knew since I've been in America that we've always had the right to do whatever we want.
The full ramifications of this act being vetoed are not clear. But what is clear is that they extend far past the schoolhouse doors. Reporting for 0 Degrees, I'm Alessandra Torres.
Is there an emerging black market for bras?
Is China examining the moon, hoping to solve its population problem?
And what do baggy pants and crack have in common?
All of this and more when we come back after the break.
You know that the ice cream scoop can make a child smile, and that by slowing us down, the traffic light can keep us going. You know that the lawnmower makes life easier, that the blood bank makes life possible. But did you know all these ideas came from the minds of African Americans? Support the United Negro College Fund, because a mind is a terrible thing to waste. Visit uncf.org or call 1-800-332-UNCF. Brought to you by UNCF and the Ad Council.
Hello, son. I'm Dean Rubin from college, here to invite you to join us this fall.
Me?
You've always wanted to go to college, correct?
Yeah.
Well, here's that invitation you've been waiting for.
Joey! Out of bed!
Wake up. You can't dream your way into college. There are actual steps you need to take. For all the steps, visit knowhowtogo.org. Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
This is 0 Degrees.
Welcome back to our podcast. Stay tuned to learn about Cuba, Darfur, and lingerie. President of Cuba, Fidel Castro, has kept the country as a communist state for decades. But now his old age and failing health have caused President George Bush to urge a transition into democracy. Bush hopes that a post-Castro Cuba would include property rights and public access to the internet. Since Fidel Castro had surgery, his brother, Raul, has taken charge of the government. He shows little interest in making reforms. Bush will make a speech Wednesday afternoon to ask for support from around the world to help transform Cuba.
Wednesday was United Nations Day, and Darfur was the focus. Amnesty International delivered a mass of petitions to the White House urging the government to take direct action in Darfur. Amnesty International also planned vigils in support of victims from the Sudanese civil war in Darfur. Across town, former President Jimmy Carter spoke at American University on the topic. The events came alongside a recent tape from Al-Qaeda's head, Osama bin Laden, calling for a holy war to begin against the African peacekeepers stationed in Darfur. As an economic giant and nuclear power, the only place for China to go is up. It accelerated the undeclared Asian space race this week with the launch of a lunar probe. The probe is expected to be in orbit by the first week of November, taking 3D photos and collecting data about usable elements on the moon's surface. Liftoff occurred just weeks after Japan began to sling their own probe around the moon, and shortly before India is expected to do the same. Something else is taking flight, but this time it's Victoria's Secret bras from a store in Fairfield, Connecticut, and it's not because people are buying them. Apparently, someone has stolen around 150 bras this past month. According to Fairfield police, the stolen bras are worth about $8,000. The robberies seem to be giving a new meaning to the phrase, hot bra.
Baseball's final clash, the World Series, begins Wednesday night. An exciting week sees the National Football League's leaders solidify their standings. Joining us in sports is Zero Degrees' own Matthew Larotonda.
Game 1 of the World Series of Baseball begins tonight, pitting the Boston Red Sox against the Colorado Rockies. This year's Fall Classic will see the Rockies, a team just started in 1993, go against one of the most famous franchises in baseball history. But the Rockies have won their last 21 in 22 games, bringing hope to Colorado fans that their starting pitcher, Jeff Francis, will be able to take on Boston starter Josh Beckett. Las Vegas bookies put Boston at a 2-1 favorite for the win, but hopefully both teams' chances won't be snuffed out by a 60% chance of rain in Boston tonight. The game will be broadcast from Fenway Park at 8 o'clock on Fox. In other baseball news, Don Mattingly was interviewed on Tuesday to replace former Yankees coach Joe Torre. Mattingly is one of the most recognized Yankees from the 1980s. In football, Monday night's game saw the Indianapolis Colts walk right by Jacksonville Jaguars 29-7, giving them a commanding lead in the American Football Conference South. The Colts are now a step closer to an undefeated matchup with the New England Patriots on November 4th. Sunday night, Colorado's minds were briefly off the Rockies as the Denver Broncos defeated the Pittsburgh Steelers with a nail-biting last-second field goal by Jason Alom, bringing the score 31-28. This week, look forward to the Redskins versus the Patriots and Denver versus the Packers. For 0 Degrees Sports, this is Matthew LaRotunda.
Scranton, Pennsylvania was unknown until NBC launched their popular sitcom, The Office. Now that the show has become so popular, so has the city, and boy, they are happy about it. This weekend, the town is throwing an office convention party to show their appreciation. The convention is sure to be a success. It will include events such as the Office Olympics, look-alike contests, and even appearances by the cast and the crew. The convention will be long and enjoyable, and in the words of Michael Scott, that's what she said.
And finally, we go to Dallas, where an unlikely duo has teamed up to play fashion police. Major Dwayne Carraway and rapper D'Wayne Brown want you to pull your pants up. The problem is called sagging, and the resulting exposed boxers have upset the local black community. Carraway originally tried to pass a city ordinance, but ran into a constitutional problem. Now, with the help of Brown and a song he wrote discouraging sagging, Carraway is out to win hearts and minds.
We don't want to throw folks in jail because they wore their pants low, so we're going to make it man's law and not city law.
Brown says it's not cool to show your behind to other dudes, so pull them up, yo.
Many people made 0 Degrees possible. Our executive producer was Rick Rockwell. Our producer was Ina Arnaudova.
Our associate producer was Matt LaRotunda, and our tech operator was Robin Slagle. Thank you for joining us today. I'm Catherine Stump.
And I'm Kimberly Ryan. Have a great week, and come back next Wednesday for more 0 Degrees News.